Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Folks, my next guest is an Emmy Award-winning actor you know as Villanelle in Killing Eve. She's now making her Broadway debut in Prima Facie. Please welcome to The Late Show, Jodie Comer. So nice to talk to you for the first time.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations, first of all, for those people out there who don't know, the Olivier Award is the, sort of the British Tonys, the live theatrical awards.
Yes.
And just this weekend, you won an Olivier Award for your performance in Prima Facie on the West End.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was. It was lovely.
That's nice.
It was a bit of a whirlwind because we've been in the first week of rehearsals and we flew Saturday evening, arrived Sunday morning, the event was Sunday, and then we were all back on a flight on Monday morning. And the team are in here, by the way. Where are they? There they are.
There you go.
They're all in here.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So did you, in all of that, did you have any time to celebrate?
Yes. Always.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, we went the after party.
Yeah.
Mum and Dad were there.
Brought my mum and dad
as my guests.
Is that that?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
There they are. There's look
mom
at them
and
getting
dad.
Screen time.
That's nice. Gotta get a mum and dad's good side. There you go.
So we went to the after party. We all danced till very late. And then, they went home and I got on my flight.
Well, you've got an Emmy already. You've got this. What do you do with your awards? Do you have like a special shelf with like lights?
I don't.
No?
Maybe that's what I have to do.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, my mum and dad have got it at the minute because they took it home because we had to leave. And they texted me actually the next day because they managed to get a free upgrade on the train. And
what,
they
just hauled it out? They just shook
it
out?
Well, I told my dad to put it in the bag. I was like, don't get it out of the bag. So shameless, really, but he was carrying it. And he got a free upgrade on the train and he got a free lunch at his local pub. So, right?
Good turn of profit.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it starts in previews this week on Broadway. What's it about?
It centers around a woman named Tessa Ensler, and she is from Liverpool. She's a criminal defense barrister. She's from a working class background, has had to work extremely hard to get to the position that she's in, hugely successful, and is often finding herself having to defend men in court who are accused of sexual assault. And then she is assaulted by a colleague who she works with, and she ends up being in the witness stand. So the story follows essentially how her life is turned upside down because everything that she's committed her life to is called into question.
And it's a one-woman show. Have you done a one-woman show before this?
No. No, yeah. This is my first.
So you know you're on stage with an amazing cast.
Yeah. Well, I can't let myself down.
That's true. There's no one to yell out but you in the mirror at the end of the night.
And that's the most interesting thing, actually, what I learned was it's like, it's rhythm. Like, if the rhythm's off, the only person who can change it is you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you ever get out of rhythm with yourself?
Yeah.
Why do you think that happens? I'm curious. As a performer, do you ever analyze, like, why did that hiccup arrive in the rhythm?
God, I think it's sometimes... I think it can just be energy. You know, if you're doing seven, eight shows a week, I think it can just be sometimes... You know, it's like some shows that you feel like, oh, that's so amazing, and then you have one where you're like, oh, I didn't quite land it. And I don't know what it is. Mm.
Sometimes I feel like it's up to me to like hook up my jumper cables to the audience so that we're
so you're in sync.
Or we're dealing with the same currency. Yeah. I don't know. We have the same sort of electricity running through our veins. And then anything I do, they do, and everything they do, I do.
Right.
Without violating the tenets of what I'm trying to create.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is like I've not really done a lot of theatre before, and
I understand that you really hadn't done anything at this list, like you hadn't done West End work or anything like that.
No, this was the first.
And you yanked the Olivier Award the first time out
I yanked it.
I mean, you snagged it. Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, bravo.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing to all be there with the team, and you know, the play won for best play, and Susie Miller, our writer, she's so incredible. So it was brilliant.
You're known for your ability to do a variety of accents, especially as Villanelle, you know, in Killing Eve. You yourself have a lovely Liverpudlian accent, you know.
Thank you. I'm glad you think so.
Oh, I do. No, exactly. I mean, we're hearing Ed Sullivan, and you sound like the fifth Beatle.
I'll take
exactly.
that.
Exactly. A lot of people break themselves of their accents because they feel like it's sort of going to be limiting.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your native accent?
I love it. There was a time when I was younger that I thought I had to change it. Mm-hmm. Again, because there used to be a lot of working class stories in like the 80s, and then we kind of got into the Downton Abbeys, the upstairs, downstairs. And I kind of just thought as well, I really wanted to do musical theatre and go to drama school, and I had this kind of voice that I had to change it. And it was Stephen Graham, actually, who's a friend, an actor, and he was like, don't you dare. He's like Liverpool through and through, and he was like, don't you dare. And now I love to be able to kind of celebrate that and explore the women who I really truly know. So it's really great. Yeah.
Is there a particular word in your in your you know native accent, I would say, that's tough for you to break out of? Like there's something, any does the Liverpool sneak in at times when you're doing other things?
Not really, no. Are there slang words?
What?
Like slang words.
Yeah, like slang words. Or literally, like, just like, you know, instead of saying something, you might say summit like that. You know, like, you might do something like that.
Well, if you was like, if something's good, you say, like, oh, that's boss.
Oh, yeah.
That's boss.
Yeah, we say that too in 1985. That's boss. I love it, though. That's fantastic. Anything else?
You'd say, God, it's chocker in here.
Chocker?
Yeah, chocker.
What's that mean?
It's busy.
Chocker.
Yeah.
C-H-O...
C-H-O-C-K-A, maybe.
Chocker.
I don't know.
Do you ever know why that word is that word?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
You learn something new every
day. You're
going
to use them? No.
I am. It's always chocker in here. you're in D's. Have you spent much time in New York before?
No, not an awful lot. I've been here for, like, the odd day for work stuff, but this is, like, an extended period of time.
So what are you looking forward to being in the Big Apple?
Ooh, I'm going to see Bruce Springsteen.
Fantastic.
Right. That's a pretty good way to celebrate.
Are you going to go see him, like, perform, or are you just going to knock on the door at some point?
Perform.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, it's a big, beautiful city. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you very much. This was a great way to start it.
Oh, it was our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Previews
Steven.
For a Prima Facie start April 11th at the Golden Theatre. Jodie Comer, everybody. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.